Yeah, that's notey music. There's just a lot of stuff. It's calculated, it's complicated, it's constructed. It was heard as being motoric, these steady, nonstop rhythms, and inflexible. Worst of all, it was considered unnatural. One couldn't or wouldn't want to sing something like this. It didn't seem relevant or resonate with that sense of individuality and common person that informs so much Enlightenment-era thought and, I would add, artistic vision. A musical style evolves to take the place of this Baroque complexity, what we now call the classical style, that does indeed resonate with the spirit of the Enlightenment. Compare the notey and complex atmosphere of the Bach with this beginning of Eine kleine Nachtmusik by Mozart, first movement, dating from 1787. Perhaps most importantly, what we're hearing is one melody at a time, and each of those melodies highly marked, very memorable, and vocal in conception, despite the fact that they're being played by instruments. We had a vigorous opening melody, a transitional segment, this lovely lyric melody that ended the example, and the contrast between those two melodies ultimately will create a conflict, an almost operatic conflict, that Mozart will manipulate over the course of the movement. It's a very different kind of melodic surface. It's one that seems more vocal, less constructed and instrumental, and it's one that resonates with the spirit of individuality that is so specific to the Enlightenment. It is music, incidentally, that is accessible, decorative, non-elitist, and therefore a music that will have great appeal. Such a music that has a great appeal to a great number should be, according to the tenets of the Enlightenment, then, good. So this is the musical style that evolves, this very slick, entertaining, beautiful, melody-dominated style that we call the classical style. And it reaches its peak in and around the city of Vienna, the capital of the Habsburg Empire, in the 1780s and the 1790s. So often, we call this the Viennese classical style. It is a style that emphasizes, above all, clear, beautiful melody, and I would also say, structural clarity and expressive restraint. In fact, that's so important, I'll say it again. It is a musical style that emphasizes clear, beautiful melody, structural clarity, and expressive restraint. Which brings us now to one of the great masters of the Viennese classical style, Wolfgang Christian Gottlieb Mozart, 1756 to 1791. He's born in Salzburg, about 100 miles southwest of Vienna. We all know he was an extraordinary prodigy, playing the harpsichord and violin at age 4, composing at age 5, beginning his concert tours at age 7. His father, Leopold Mozart, was a very important musician in his own right.